Correspondent Craig McMurtry is there. Craig, good morning. People there must be concerned, especially about the lack of communication.
Tony, they certainly are. I'm standing outside Notre Dame Church in Little Haiti. It's a part of Miami where hundreds and hundreds of Haitian families live, and they are very, very concerned. They've been meeting in community centres and churches. They've been praying. But the short answer is that they have not been able to establish contact with loved ones in Port-au-Prince. We met a guy called Jean Bernard. He was actually on the phone to his wife, he says, when the earthquake hit, and he lost contact with her and has not heard from her since.
She called me, she said, problem. I said, what kind of problem? He said, disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah, disaster. You know, the Port-au-Prince shaking.
So she actually called you during the earthquake?
Yeah, but the church fallen, the school fallen, the priest died, you know, so many bad things happened.
Have you been able to talk to her since?
No, no communication. Nobody can talk. Nobody can get anything, you know, to say. Because the power fall down, the communication fall down, we can do nothing.
Jean Bernard, who was waiting to hear more details about his wife and her security in Port-au-Prince. Craig McMurtry is our correspondent. He's in Little Haiti. Craig, since then, have people there had much success in getting any communications at all through to Haiti?
The people we spoke to have not, and they are desperate for more information, which is why they are going from church hall to community centre, doing everything they can to compare notes, talk to people, try and gather any information, gather around TVs. We also met Marie Laval. She's a 57-year-old who was born in Haiti. She's now supporting the community centre here in Miami, but she also sends money home to support an orphanage. And you can appreciate just how desperately worried she is about the 20 children who rely on the orphanage.
I got my brother over there, my sister and my girl got 3 kids. And the kids born here, but they living in Haiti. But I got an orphanage over there. I got 20 beautiful girls and the orphanage. And I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how to say. I don't know what to say. And I don't know.
Local woman Marie Laval. Craig McMurtry, is much assistance being organised out of there, and if indeed the aid can be organised, can it be got into the devastated area?
There is a massive effort underway. It's from a number of centres around the country. Obviously, here in Miami, there is a particular sentimental connection, and people are moving heaven and earth to try and get materials to Port-au-Prince. There are charter flights starting to move. We spoke to another gentleman who's trying to gather up sleeping bags to send over. People are trying to send biscuits, tins, blankets, anything they can. But in reality, there's very little they can do other than that. And of course, pray, because there are deeply religious people.
I don't hear nothing. That's all. Last night, I don't sleep in. I sit down all night. I try to call Haiti. I can't find Haiti. I don't know who is there. I don't know if people die. I don't know. And the house, you got 10 people. So I don't know. Nobody called me. When I try to call Haiti, I can't reach in Haiti. I don't know. So I just pray. I wait for Jesus. The God know everything. But I don't know.
Miami resident Janine Jonicart there, and earlier Craig McMurtry.